Good morning. This is a meeting of the License Commissioners. Today is Wednesday, February 6th. It's approximately 9:07 a.m. We're at the Michael J. Lombardi Building at 831 Mass Ave, Carmelia M. Vicente Conference Room, basement level of Cambridge, Massachusetts. Present before you today are the commissioners. Blanked. Mahoney, Bard, and myself, Muratti Ferrer. We are audio taping this session, which is a voting session. We are also being privately audio and video recorded. And we will start with the matters that we heard testimony and closed on January 30th of 2019. The first one is Yardworks Landscaping. They didn't show up. The question on this one is whether we want to vote on the papers or whether we want to reschedule it for, it would have to be February 13th, I think, is our next meeting. I do note that it looks like we got a return to sender from 12 Chestnut Street that was sent back to us. But we did serve them at separate addresses. We also sent it to 153 Main Street and 15 Forrester Street, both of which are addresses at the corporate.
What town? What city?
North Reading, and the other one at Somerville.
Okay.
They are listed as addresses for the company from the corporation database for the state.
Okay.
I think with the information that we have on the papers and the fact that they got served, they also got served at their email address. And this company has been brought in the past for the same reasons, and they have not responded. So I would be fine voting on the papers, but I'm happy to put it again on February 13th.
Say vote. Looks like we're voting.
Okay. So the violations are operating without a permit and operating a leaf blower above the allowable level. We have a picture of the leaf blower, the Red Max, which has a DBA of 77 DBA. And then more than one blower being used at the same time. The picture shows the gentleman, one gentleman inside, another gentleman outside. I'm not so quite sure. You look at the last two pictures.
I think I remember.
Yeah. Yeah. Although I don't know if you can tell whether they're doing it at the same time.
Right.
So I would actually vote a violation for the operating without a permit and operating the leaf blower above the allowable level. And then I would vote no violation on the more than one leaf blower, 10,000 square feet apart.
I agree with yeah. that assessment.
Okay.
So violation on 1A and 1B. I would issue a $300 fine for each.
Sure.
Matter is also a disciplinary matter, Leslie University, when we heard testimony on. I found the testimony that we heard from the complainant persuasive. I do note that in the agenda and in the hearing notice, we had the same type of violation listed twice, which is the operating a leaf blower above the allowable DBA level. We have that count twice, so for me this would be a consideration of operating a leaf blower above the allowable DBA level and then operating more than one leaf blower within 10,000 square feet. I found a violation for both and suggest a $300 fine for each.
Concur.
I concur.
Thank you. The next one is Hersha Concessions, DBA Holiday Inn Express, their application for a new wine and malt package store license. I think with this one we weren't missing anything. Based on what we heard, I think that the applicant showed that there is a public need for this license at this location. I think they do have a good record in terms of operating other hotels in the city as well as this one, or in the state as well. I also found that the measures that they're taking in terms of locking the alcohol and having people come to the front desk and checking the IDs there, and then the front desk person removing the alcohol, is also a good way to monitor this. I would approve this license, but I would put a condition on the license just to make sure, even though I know that they know and their attorney mentioned it in the hearing, but I would just make sure so that all the employees are tips trained. And also that the alcohol must be consumed either off the premises or in the bedrooms, not in the common area that they have where they get to eat.
Right. Okay.
So granted? Next two we called together at the hearing, their coffee shop LLC DBA Upper West. One is for an application for a new wine, malt, and cordials package store license. The other one is for an alteration of premises. They are interrelated. Just some housekeeping matters in terms of both of these applications. We did get the local quarry forms from the applicant. The person that runs those is not in the office. So if we do approve this license, it would have to be contingent upon the quarries coming back without any disqualifying factors. In addition, the proof of citizenship provided is expired, and we have had the ABCC return those to us in the past, so we would need an updated one. With that said, I would turn to the merits of the application. Based on everything that we heard and on the documents also provided at the hearing, my vote on this is that I don't see a public need for this license at this location. First of all, I don't think that the type of operation and the size would serve the common good or the public need. There are a number of other locations nearby that do serve this. I think also the merit of the application is not there because there is no such thing as a wine, malt, and cordials license, package store license. It's very clear on Chapter 138, Section 15. I am concerned that the applicant is not qualified to run this type of license where they have been informed that this type of license does not exist and continue to try and apply for it. Also, the area is served already by a number of package store licenses less than a mile away. You have Dudley Street Market, Norton Beverages, Pemberton Farms, Pharaoh's Food, Thistle and Shamrock, then Porter Square Wine. Most of these are walking distance. All of these well, all of these are walking distance and driving distance, and it's a short drive. Also, in terms of the letters of support that we received, I do note that they're all dated the same day, and there it is a form letter, although they are, there's a paragraph or a couple of paragraphs in some of them that do specify as to the support that they're given, but part of the support and most of the support I saw was for the need for the food that Upper West provides to be there. Not necessarily the type of operation where there's food and alcohol. Also, the one type of alcohol that I saw mentioned a little bit more than once, the Amari or Amaro, depending on the type of liquor that you're talking about, is something that would not be covered by a wine and malt license, which is the only type of license that we would be able to grant with this type of application. Also, I think that the way that the Alcoholic Beverages Control Commission advisory regarding ownership of a Section 12 and a Section 15 in the same location, I don't know that they would be able to comply with this. Part of the requirements is that at least 50% of the revenue generated at the Section 15 must be from the sale of grocery items. I very specifically asked the question how much of the space would be dedicated to proposed grocery items, and the answer was, I don't know. So I think there is no public need. There might be a public need for the food to be available, but that's not a package store license. The type of specialty beer and wine that could potentially be provided is already served by all the other places in the area. I also have safety concerns of the location for the patrons of the location where this proposed package store would be within the Section 12, and I don't think the type of operation really serves the public need, and there's no public convenience or good. It's already satisfied with everything else.
Madam Chair, you read
incorrect law. Ms. Courtney, this is a voting session. You are not
a restaurant.
Ms. Courtney, you either be quiet or you leave.
Okay, you read incorrect law.
You either be quiet or leave.
Object.
Then you can leave the room if you're going to continue speaking. So that's my vote.
I will concur.
I will concur.
Okay. So application rejected. The application for the alteration of premises would be moot based on some of the emails received, but I would also vote to reject just to be clear on the record that we took action on it.
Concur.
I concur.
The next matter is Merit Hospitality LLC, Le Meridian, for change of manager. I would vote to grant.
Grant.
The next one is Curio Coffee for the addition of wine and malt beverage license to their current common victualler license. And just a housekeeping matter, we received an email from Charles Hines. He's the president of the East Cambridge planning team. basically that they had been a source of input for liquor licenses and that they have not yet been able to meet with Cheerio Coffee. Although he listened to the audio testimony and heard letters of support, he doesn't believe that there will be any issues, but they wanted to hold off until Cheerio Coffee could hear from them next week. My sense would be that I appreciate Mr. Hines' petition, but the abutters were notified this matter was placed on the agenda. It was also noticed on the paper, and there is no requirement that they meet with the East Cambridge planning team, so I would proceed with voting on this.
I say we proceed as well.
Okay. Based on the testimony that we heard, the proposed hours of operation for the beer and wine would be 11 a.m. to 12 a.m. I think based on what we heard at the hearing and everything else, I would think that I think there's a public need for this license at this location, and I would approve it, keeping the CV hours as they are currently, which is 6 a.m. to 12 a.m., and the beer and wine hours from 11 a.m. to midnight.
Concur.
The next matter is Dark Bright Media, DBA Talia. This was the consideration of rejection of the renewal application, cancellation for non-use, and also the revocation of the grant for failure to complete the process. For me, on this one, I did not find Mr. Newman's testimony credible. I think it is clear that he has received a cease and desist letter from the Commissioner of Inspectional Services Department in 2018. He did not recall who told him he could still have people inside the premises, and yet he continues to do so, even though he says that they're friends. But regardless, the cease and desist letter from the Commissioner of ISC is really clear. Also, the BZA approval for this location expired already, so he still has to go through BZA again to be able to operate this type of operation in this space. There's clearly a number of things that have to be done to the space and a number of issues that have to be cleared up. With ISD, it is clear that the license has not been able to be put to use and hence has not been able to issue. And this was, you know, the vote on this was granted a long time ago, over a year ago. So at this time, I would vote to revoke the grant of the license for failure to complete the process and put the license to use. In the alternative, I would reject the renewal application of the license, and also I would also cancel the license for non-use.
Concur.
I concur. I also thought it was less than credible.
Thank you.
Yes, just the one.
Before I proceed to the next one, one thing that I forgot to say in one of my concerns with the application, I just want to be really clear on the record for Upper West, was that I was very concerned about the opposition by the landlord with regard to this type of operation in this space.
As was I.
Moving on to Mavenue LLC DBA Sakana to add wine and malt to their current wine malt beverages with cordials and liqueurs, to their current CV. There had been an issue, or not an issue, there had been a question. There was a gentleman that had been disclosed, Guo Liang Situ, he was disclosed as a supervisor, and also his personal information had been provided. It was unclear as to why, since Jue Hua Huang is the sole owner of the LLC and the proposed manager of record. His counselor has informed us that is correct, that Jue Hua Huang, I'm probably butchering that name and I apologize to the gentleman, is the sole LLC owner and the manager of record, that they had provided the information for Mr. Situ, as he is one of the dining room managers with several years of experience as a bartender, waiter, and host. He holds tip certification, and that they had provided in his information as supportive documentation to inform and assure the board that the company takes its responsibility seriously and will have at least two trained and certified people on the premises. So with that said, there is no issue in terms of that. Based on the information that we heard at the hearing, and the representations made, I find that there's a public need for this license at this location, and I would grant the license. The next application is Gajina LLC. They applied for a new common victual all alcohol license. The only thing outstanding in this particular application is that we would need, if we granted, we would need clarification of where the televisions will be located on the floor plan. Other than that, I think based on the information received and the testimony provided and the application, I find that there's a public need for this license at this location, and I would approve it as applied. I would add a condition that no alcohol can be sold or served prior to 8 a.m. Monday through Saturday or 10 a.m. on Sunday. The next one is an application from Dante Alighieri Society of Massachusetts for a change of officers and directors and change of manager. I would vote to grant.
Grant it.
The next one was an application from STD Sandwich LTD, Darwin's LTD, for a new common victualler.
I would vote to grant this application.
The next one was the Little Crepe Cafe, also an application for a new CV license. I would vote to grant this one with an amended premise description to make it more streamlined and informative. I would say 12,000 square feet on the ground level floor with open kitchen behind counter, accessible entrance facing Oxford Street with a basement for storage only.
Just to be clear, 1,200 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
You said 12,000.
Oh, sorry, 1,200, yeah. Is that okay?
Yes, mm-hmm. Right. Okay.
The next one was an application for a Cambridge Hackney driver's license for Jefferson Joseph. I will let the two of you vote on that. The next one was also a application for a new Hackney driver's license. It's Ismail Shafi.
He didn't have any issues either.
Both of them are fine.
Yeah. Yeah, both fine.
Something that did not make the agenda but is before our next meeting is a one-day alcohol license from the Bridge Repertory Theater. Olivia D'Ambrosio is applying for it for events at the Moso Cultural Arts Center, 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. For wine and malt. I would vote to grant. The only condition that I would put on this is that the hours would be 6:30 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. per the permission letter.
Sure. I concur as well.
that is it. I will see you in February. Thank you.
Thank you.